Alan, a magnificent performance by Quirk yesterday.
Yeah, really pleasing result, really pleasing performance against a really good team, a team that's full-time, a team that's been getting good results all season. And to bounce back from last week's disappointment, where we've been doing really well of late, we've had been on a good run, and then we have that bit of a setback, we get a few people missing, suspensions, illnesses, and that could have knocked us back a little bit. But the lads were great this week in training, we've had a positive week, we've come out today trying to get back to where we were against obviously Blyth and Leamington and teams like that, and we've done it, and I think we thoroughly deserve the 3 points.
You must have been happy defensively with it when you considered that you had to bring in Jack Vaux there for Ben O'Hanlon and move Terry Galbraith out, pair Vaux and Heaton together who hadn't played together for 90 minutes before. From your point of view defensively, you must be very happy.
Chuffed to bits with the back five. You know, when you look at it, we've got 19-year-old goalkeeper, 19-year-old right back, 19-year-old centre half, 21-year-old centre half, and Terry Galbraith, who's still a young bloke. He's been here a while, but he's still only 26, 27, I think, Terry. Mm. And it's really young, and they've really competed against a very good forward line midfield movement. And again, I'll say it, like full time outfit. Jack, you know, we had to put him in there because it was a necessity today. Mm. Ben was missing, Brownie's missing, you know, Don Collins is missing, Chris Hunter's still injured, and he's gone in there, and we knew he's got all the attributes, he's got all the potential, he's quick, big, strong, good height, you know, he's not bad in the air, he's quite comfortable on the ball, but the one thing he hasn't been is exposed to that kind of football before at this level, against players like Kidderminster have got. Because they've got some good players, he just hasn't been exposed. So you're still a bit worried. How's he going to react? Is he going to be able to cope? And you know, I was over the moon, chuffed to bits with him. He stood up. He made a little mistake in the first half, but his reaction was different class to get back and get that tackle in. He didn't let it bother him. He stayed strong. Him and Josh Heaton, I thought, were excellent. Excellent.
I was going to say about Josh Heaton that he seemed to take on. He took on the extra responsibility. He seemed to be looking after Vaux.
Well, sometimes that can help. You know, obviously, when he's been in the team, he's been playing with older lads. Lads who've got more experience, lads who've been at the club a long, long time. And it's very difficult for a young lad to come in and try to stamp his authority on it. But I think through his performances, he's been able to establish himself as a more authoritative figure in the team, just because he's been playing so well. But then, yeah, today he's kind of stepped up. You know, he's got Jack next to him, who's the same age. He's not any older than Jack. But he steps up and he's gone, all right, well, I'm going to look after him because I'm the guy in the team at the minute. I'm the centre half, and centre halves are a big position, strong position. And he's like, I'm going to look after you and we're going to help each other out. And Terry Galbraith's done the same thing. You know, Terry did a great job of talking to him, keeping him right. But to be honest with Jack, I don't think he needed much managing. I think he did really well on his own, coped well, listened to his instructions, kept going, was resolute. Used his pace. Didn't try and complicate his game. Superb. I'm really pleased. More pleased than I've been with the back four, I think, in any game this season. Really, really, really chuffed a bit.
So hopefully now they continue that sort of form over the next few games, because now we're up again. we're up against teams who are in the bottom half of the table, or just around us. Not very often you get a kiss from the manager, is it? No. But we're up against clubs who are around us or in the bottom half of the table now.
That's it. Well, we said before today's game that Kidderminster at home, if we can get something from it. You know, if we, in all honesty, last week against Brackley, with the illnesses throughout the team, with the suspension, with Stacey missing, we knew it was going to be tough ask to get anything down there, but we played well. But I think the lack of energy from lads who were ill, I think that's where the goals came from, and I think that's what cost us. But we were in the game at 1-0. But you know, if we were being sensible, we wouldn't have expected anything today. We thought, you know what, we are fancy our chances today. We think we've got a chance of getting something against a very good team at home, and if we do, that really sort of sets us up for the next few games coming in. You know, where you're going in with confidence. A draw would have been good today. You know, if someone had given us a draw before the game, we might have taken it. I think we probably would have taken it. I don't know. But to beat them, and to beat them on merit, and to deserve it, and to get the response from a young lad like Jack and Josh Heaton, and to see performances from them too. The lads who came on, I thought, were excellent. Josh Gillies came on, was excellent. Get Tomo back, you know, that's massive. Mm-hmm. he wasn't on it exactly as he has been because he's missed training and he's missed the game. But now that'll do him the world of good, the goal. To get that result, to get all these players back, Stash back, the lads who had the illness have got over that now. It's set up really well for the next two games, and I guess we've got to be super positive going into it, and we've got to be confident of getting something out of it. And if we can come out with 4 points minimum, then we're in a really good position.